What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? I hope you guys are doing great. I'm very happy to be here. Actually, I'm excited. I don't even have words. I'm speechless. First of all, before we do anything, I would like to welcome all of you to the newest podcast show of English in Brazil. Thank you, Karina Fergoso, for having invited me to be here. Well, for those who don't know who I am, I'm going to introduce myself. But before, I have to tell you what this show is all about. So welcome to Behind the Language. Behind the Language is your dose of English and culture. This is the newest show of English in Brazil. I'm your host, Rodrigo Norato, and I'm ready to kick things off. And by that, I mean I'm ready to start. We will talk about pop culture, documentaries, series, movies, music, artists, and so much more. But all this conversation is to teach you the English language in context that you love. I'm utterly certain that you will fall in love with this podcast and you will fall head over heels in love with what's behind the language. So are you ready for that? I'm so ready for it. So as I told you before, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Rodrigo Norato, and I've been an English teacher for a long time. I started back in 2005. I've taught over 1,000 students in universities, in schools in Belo Horizonte, and also online. I've been to a couple of different places around the world. I started in the United States, then I went to Hong Kong, I've been to the UK, I've been to Australia, I've been to Panama, Mexico, Canada, and so many other places. And I had an amazing experience in China as well. Well, I have been working with English in Brazil team. You know, English in Brazil is one of the most amazing teams I've ever worked with. And that's why I decided to take this challenge. So everybody, be very patient because I'm nervous. This is our first time doing the Behind the Language. And I was thinking about this, man. What am I going to talk about for the pilot, for the first episode of Behind the Language? And I had to do something. I had to go check my stuff. I had to research. And I've decided to talk about, you know, a person that I really appreciate, a person that has motivated me. And well, that's why I decided to talk about this guy. Have you ever heard of this guy before? He is one of the biggest blockbuster movie stars in Hollywood history. And by the way, he's one of my idols in showbiz. He's also a pioneer in hip-hop artist and television actor. You might have never listened to his albums, but I am positive that you know at least one song. His dominance on the global stage has spanned nearly 3 decades, as he continues to be a force in the world of entertainment. In recent years, this man has become a source of inspiration and motivation for millions around the world, posting words of wisdom and videos on social media that are sure to inspire a number of people, and that includes me. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yes, I'm talking about the one and only Willard Smith, aka Will Smith. And when I say aka, that means also known as Will Smith. You know, Will Smith has to be one of the best artists I've ever seen in my whole life. I mean, think about a person that can sing, a person that can act, a person that can be an entertainer, a communicator, a person that will motivate you, you know, a father. Oh my God, this man is all that. And I was thinking about it. I was just like this, how am I going to kick this off? Okay, I need to talk about something or someone that really makes a difference in my life. And that's why I decided to talk to you about Will Smith. But as I told you before, This podcast is where you're going to learn about culture, learn about people, but you will also learn about language. So what are we going to talk about here regarding language? You know that song, you know, I remember that, you know, I don't know exactly how old I was. I think I was about 13, 14, maybe 15 years old. I would come back from school. My mother had cooked. I would have lunch watching this show. And you know the show. That is The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is definitely one of those shows that I think I will never forget. Because that was so much fun. And I have learned so much using that when it comes to culture, when it comes to English, when it comes to expressions, and that's why I've decided to talk about this. So are you ready to talk about The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Yeah. The theme song is just amazing. And by the way, do you know how that started? It started like this. Now this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Well, you know, I'm not a great singer, but you know, I know the lyrics, so I can do that. And you can try that with me. You wanna try? Give it a try. So it goes this way. Now this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Oh yeah, alright, so look at this man, this is amazing because, you know, just by singing this little part, it makes me stroll down memory lane, it makes me, you know, wander down memory lane, which is like, oh my god, I recall those days. I was sitting on the couch in my living room, my mom was right there, and I was watching the show, having a good time, and admiring all that beautiful work, you know, that these actors and actresses were doing. So, you know, I was just having a good time. But you know the deal. We're going to talk about language in here. And look at how he started. He said, now this is the story. Okay, which is very simple. We already know that. This is the story all about. So the story is about what? It's about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. What does that mean? What is that expression when you say that? You're talking to a person and just go like this, man. You know, there was one day I couldn't speak English and I started studying the language and, you know, 3 years later, I could communicate with people, man. My life got flipped, turned upside down. So that means when your life changed completely, you know, it could be like your life is right here. You know, you're doing the same humdrums, the same old routine, nothing extraordinary happened, and you know, you're just having a good life, but you know, some things make your life change, and that's when you use that expression. So, man, my life got flipped, turned upside down. So that's a different way for you to say my life changed completely. All right, so and then he continues with the and I'd like to take a minute. So whenever you say, I'd like to take a minute, that means that you need to be patient because you have a story to tell. That's funny because whenever you say, I'd like to take a minute, it sounds like it's going to be just a minute, but a minute in that case is a very long time. So say, hey, look, I'm going to teach you something today. It's about the present perfect, okay? So, well, the present perfect is something that you will not learn today because it will take a minute, okay? So it will take a minute, that means it will take, you know, a little longer. So if you say, I'd like to take a minute, that means be patient, sit down, I have a story to tell. And that's exactly what he does in that song, right? Check it out. Now, this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. Look at this. He continues with just sit right there, because you're going to take a long time to tell the story. So just sit right there. Don't go anywhere. I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. And then he finished that off with, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. All right, so he became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. So apparently his life got flipped, turned upside down, because we all know that he was from West Philadelphia, right? And then he moved to Bel-Air. West Philadelphia is not a very nice, fancy, rich area. This is just a neighborhood. It's just an area in there where you have like middle class people, you know, the working class, everybody working, making some money, but having a, I would say like a humble life, all right? But then he moved to Bel-Air. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Bel-Air. Do you know what there is? Bel-Air is on the west side of Los Angeles. Okay, so now we're talking about California here, which means that Will Smith moved from West Philadelphia on the east side of the United States, and then he traveled all the way to the west coast in California. Okay, so now you understand why he said that his life got flipped, turned upside down, because his life changed completely. And then he went from a West Philadelphia middle class neighborhood all the way to Bel-Air. You know who used to live in Bel-Air? The president. You understand what I'm talking about? Now we're going to one of the nicest neighborhoods in Los Angeles, California. Bel-Air is close to Beverly Hills. Y'all think you should go to Los Angeles together one day? I think we should. So now you understand everything about this. All right, check this out again. We're gonna sing it. Now, this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Okay, so we already know that. And it's interesting, right? You know, one of the things that I love doing is actually listening to songs in general and then breaking them down so we can understand the parts of the song. So whenever you listen to the song once again, you'll be like, hold up, now I understand the whole message. Now I understand the references. Oh, when it says Bel-Air, and then you will remember that Bel-Air is a very nice neighborhood that's very close to Beverly Hills, and it's in California, it's in Los Angeles. So you will remember that, and the story will make sense, all right? So let's get to the second part of the song. In the second part, he starts with the story, right? And he says, in West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. And all shooting some b-ball outside of a school. When a couple of guys, who were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. All right. Okay, so the whole thing sounds like this. Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground where... Oh, man, I always mess up in this part. I always mess up in this part, but that's okay. Look at this. We're going back in there because this is all about practice, right? And that's very interesting because, look at this. I've been singing a song for a long time and I still make mistakes, which means that it's okay for you to make mistakes too. That is just fine. Let's just go back to this part. in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground was where I spent most of my days. That's the difficult part, because you have to go, on the playground was where? On the playground was where? Let's try. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." Oh yeah, now we got it. Now we got it. So we're gonna go for the set of vocabulary again. Look at this. He said, in West Philadelphia, born and raised. What does that mean when it say born and raised? Born and raised is a super nice, cool way for you to say that you were born in that place and you grew up in that place. Like, hey, where are you from? I'm from Belo Horizonte. Or, I was born and raised in Belo Horizonte. Or people might ask you the questions, hey, I heard you speaking and you sound like you're from Minas Gerais. I say, yeah, man, I'm from Belo Horizonte, born and raised. Okay, so that's like a very nice way. It's super advanced, by the way. You know, native speakers use it, non-native speakers use it, you will use it. I mean, we all use it. That's just beautiful language. And then he continues on with the other expression. Look at this. He said all of this together. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all. Which means doing nothing but wasting time. Say, what are you doing right now, man? Well, man, I'm here just chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all. That means I'm doing nothing, man. What's the plan? So this is exactly what he was doing right there. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. You know, and he was what? He was doing something that he loves to do. He was shooting some b-ball. That means playing basketball. Simple as that. So when you're shooting the ball, that means you are shooting using your hands, the flick of your wrist, and you shoot the ball, and that's playing basketball. That's the same thing. So if you're right there on the court right now, somebody calls you up, and then you pick up the phone and just go, hey, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing? What are you doing right now? Man, I'm just shooting some b-ball. You want to come over? Yeah, sure. I'm on my way to the court. All right, cool. I'm waiting on you here. All of us are shooting some b-ball right now. That means all of us are playing basketball. Sound good? All right, cool. The next expression that he used is a couple of guys. So when I say a couple of guys, it's not exactly two, because, you know, sometimes you hear the word, you go like, oh, couple. Couple means two. Not exactly. A couple means a few or some. You know, some of these dudes right there, some of these guys in the neighborhood, some dudes, a couple of guys. And then he continues with who are up to no good, which means if you are up to no good, that means you're not friendly. You are ready to do something wrong. That's why they started making trouble in the neighborhood. So to say, and a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. And by the way, sometimes people don't even say neighborhood, they just say the hood. But whenever they say the hood, that means, well, that usually means a poor area, a low income area. So when you say, hey, where is he from? Right, he's from the hood. That means he's from the ghetto. He's from a poor neighborhood, a low-income area, okay? People with negative cash flow. So basically, this is what that is. So when a person is up to no good, that means this person is not planning on doing something positive, something cool, okay? And the last one in here, look at this. You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. So because of this fight, Will's mother was a little scared. She was like, well, Will is growing up, and no, I don't want him to get in trouble. I don't want him to get beat up by other dudes, you know, by this couple of guys in the streets. So I think the best thing to do is to move in with his uncle and auntie. So when you move in with someone, that means you start living with that person. For example, when I was 18 years old, I was not living at home anymore. So I had left my mom's house, and then I moved in with my uncle. That means I started living with my uncle. Okay? Well, this is just an example. I've never lived with my uncle, okay? All right, but anyway, so you understand me now. So look at this. A simple song, you can learn so much from it. So much from it. So now you know who Will Smith is. You know, because I told you that before. Hollywood history, movie star, you know, pioneer in hip-hop artist, television actor. But everybody, at least in Brazil, knows him because of this song. And now you know the meaning of some of this vocabulary that he used in the song. You ready to sing it one more time? Let's go. Now, this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became a prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground was where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys, who were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your uncle and auntie in Bel-Air." So, alright, cool. So you know all the vocabulary, you know how to sing it, but I gotta tell you something. I mean, before we go, I do have to tell you something. Have you ever heard of this new book that Will Smith wrote with Mark Manson? You guys have to check it out. This is an autobiography, and well, this will tell you something that you might not know about Will's life. Because we all know that he is this artist. We know that he is an actor. He is successful. He is wealthy. You know, he's got children. But we only know his life after he had become a millionaire, a successful guy. We don't know about his early days. We don't know about his teenage years. We don't know about his neighborhood. You don't know about his school years. We don't know much about it. So this is a very interesting book. You should check it out for sure. So let me tell you about this book. So Will Smith invited his buddy Mark Manson to write his own story. Hold up, man. Okay, Will Smith will write about himself. Why did he invite somebody else to write about his own story? Because, come on, we're talking about Mark Manson. You know, bestseller. I'm talking about someone that really knows how to tell a story. So imagine this. Mark Manson and Will Smith writing a book together. This is sure to be successful. And, of course, it is. Well, the thing is that the first story of the book really, really caught my eyes, really caught my attention. It's called The Wall. And in this story, Will Smith's father asked Will Smith and his younger brother to build a wall. And then, you know, these guys are working hard to build that wall. You know, the children are angry. They're going like, "Man, why did daddy make us do this? This is crazy. Oh man, I don't even have an experience to build a wall. And then my father just, you know, comes around and say, "Hey, you have to build a wall in front of the shop." You know, the kids were angry, but they continued doing it. And then one day, Will Smith and his brother were out there working on that wall. And that's when Will Smith was like this, "Oh man, this is impossible to build this wall." And his father overheard what they were talking about. And he came out of the shop and he was just like this, man, look, there is no wall. Focus on the brick. There is no wall. Can you see a wall here? So stop focusing on the wall, because when you start focusing on a wall, you will think it's impossible because you can't see it. That's too big for you. Just focus on laying brick by brick as perfectly as you can. And I was reading that story, I was just like, wow, this has a powerful message in there. And as an English language teacher, I brought this to the English learning. You know, all the time I hear people going like this, man, hey, teacher, I would like to study English, man. And then I asked him, so why do you want to study English, man? He say, I want to be fluent. I want to speak like a native. I want to understand everything I watch without subtitles. You know, that's crazy, because these are just big walls in front of you. And sometimes you say, I want to be fluent, but you cannot neglect to lay brick by brick until you get the wall of fluency ready. You understand what I'm talking about? It's like, you want to sound like a native speaker, but whenever we have a pronunciation course, whenever we have pronunciation tips, you are not investing, you are not listening, you are not doing your practice. You're neglecting that brick. So the father had this message. You know, the moral of the story was, you know, you have to have perseverance. If you fall down 7 times, just stand up 8. Have resilience. Hang in there. And most importantly, focus on the brick and on the next brick to be laid. You know, lay the brick as perfectly as you can. But I'd also say that know the wall you are willing to build. You know, understand where you want to go with this. Understand your final goals. Understand it, but don't focus too much on them because they might seem too big right now. Focus on the brick. So that is this little message. All right, this is our first episode of the podcast Behind the Language. I really, really do hope you liked it. I really do hope you had fun. You had a great time. You know, I'm nervous. This is my first time doing this, like, you know, for real. And I'm very happy. Thank you guys very much. Show me some love. You know, share this podcast. This is amazing. This is just the first one. I promise you, I'm going to study harder to teach you everything that I know. Okay? So, yeah, this was our first episode of Behind the Language by English in Brazil. Thank y'all. For those who don't know, my Instagram is teacher.rodrigonorato. Welcome everybody to Behind the Language. If you like this episode, make sure to share it with your friends and other people who are eager to beef up their English skill. I'm your host, Rodrigo Norato. Peace, I'm out.
Here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now this is a story all about how